Number 28, and for the Gemara, Dvei Rebbe Yishmael Tana, the Yeshiva of Rebbe Yishmael taught, Matzinu Yudalad Shenikar Rishon. We find Yudalad is called Rishon. Shenemar, as it says in a Pasuk, Bar Rishon, on the first, Bar Basayim Lachidish, on the 14th day of the month. So we see that the word Rishon is used regarding Yudalad. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak gives another answer to the question of Minayin, of Minolon, Rishon Dmeikara Mashma. The word Rishon means before. The Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, HaRishon Adam Tivaleid, were you born before Adam? So we see the word Rishon means before, so too in the Pasuk, Ach bayim arishon tashbisu means the day before. Frek the Gemara elameyata, but now that you give that answer, I have another question. It says in the pasuk regarding lulav, ulakachtem lachem bayim arishon, you should take for yourselves bayim arishon. Hachi nami rishon meikara mashma. Here also, does rishon mean before? Does that imply that you're supposed to take lulav and esrog the day before Sukkot? And for the Gemara, Shani Hasam, there is different Dichsiv, because it's written in the same Pasuk, Usmach Demusnei Hashem Aleikechem Shivas Yomim, and you shall rejoice in front of the Eivishta, your God, 7 days. Mashvi'i, just like the 7 days. Shvi Lecha got the 7 days of Yom Tov. Af Rishon, so too when it says Rishon, Rishon Lechag, it means the first of Yom Tov. The Gemara, Hachi Nami Ksiv, but here also it is written, Ach Bayim Arishon Tashbisu, in our Pasuk of Burning Chametz, where it says, Bayim Arishon Tashbisu, it also says, Shivas Yomim Matzis Toichelu, 7 days, Matzis you should eat. So we see that so too over there, we could explain the Rishon means the first day of Pesach, and it takes away the whole proof of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And for the Gemara, in Cain, if so, Nichtev Kra Rishon. The Pasuk should write Rishon. HaRishon Lomali. Why does it say HaRishon with a hey? Shma Mina, we learn from it, look at the Omran, like we said, that even though it says Shvi, if it says Rishon with a hey, then it means the day before. Frek the Gemara, I Hachi, if so, Hasam Nami, there also. In the Pasuk, V'lakachtem Lachem, HaRishon Lomali, why does it say HaRishon with a hey? You just said, then Ach Bayim HaRishon. HaRishon means the day before, because it has a hey. So too in the Pasuk of Lulav, it says HaRishon with a hey. Does that mean you shake Lulav the day before Sukkot?